What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammock, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform of over a million people now. Thank y'all. Thank you. Super thankful to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 4 years strong, and also, that's 4 years, not eight. Also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So today's episode is going to be about future faking for narcissists. If you don't know what future faking is, future faking is just narcissistic toxic people or just plain lying manipulating people, just painting this elaborate picture of the future for you. And future faking could come from parents, it can come from kids, it can come from brothers, sisters, aunts, cousins, uncles, husband, wife, whatever, the relationship dynamic, it changes, but future faking is still future faking. It's just like, that's how narcissistic people get you sucked in so fast. That's part of it. Not only do they clap your cheeks, they promise they're going to do it for a long time. To death do you part. To death do you part, or the round of applause do you part. Whatever parts you. Whatever comes first. So like I say, a lot of narcissistic people make these grand promises of the future, and everybody's situation is going to be different when it comes to this future faking stuff. My future faking for if I was to get divorced, my future faking for one woman would be different than for another woman. It's whatever fits you, whatever future fits you. And a lot of times the way we future fake you is by literally just telling you what you want to hear, because you tell us everything that you want and need. You do. The survivor, the victim, whatever you want to call it nowadays, you tell the narcissistic person in your life, the toxic person in your life, exactly what you are looking for. So it's easy to paint that picture. You literally give us the brush, the canvas, the colors, and everything. And literally a stencil outline of the future that you are looking for. And you wonder how we paint it so good. Like, how in the world did you paint this Vincent Van Gogh of my future with you? How'd you do that? I'm like, look, you know, I love you. I care about you a lot, you know? And I just listen a lot, and I know what you want. And this is the same. We just happen to want the same thing. It's not hard to paint a vision of the future for us when it's like the same thing that you want and I want. Like, we're soulmates. Literally. Future faking could be something as simple. I know having kids is not simple, y'all. This is not me saying having kids is simple. It could be simple. It's something as simple as, hey, promising you to marry you and have kids. And that's the way they get you stuck, because if they're not making, a lot of people have this, everybody plans for the future. So if we are painting this grand scheme, this grand painting of the future with you, you get enthralled into that. You get sucked into it. And it's hard. The deeper you get into it, the harder it is for you to get out of it. And that's just point blank period how it goes right there. The deeper you get into the love bombing, the deeper you get into the future faking, the deeper you get into it, the harder it is to let go. And they not only do they future fake you at the beginning, they also future fake you throughout the relationship dynamic. And depending on the relationship, let's say, and this is a situation I've encountered a lot when I'm talking to people, is the fact when people will literally like be dating narcissistic people, and the narcissist is still married. Their toxic person is still married, but they're promising you they're going to get divorced soon. Hey, wait till the kids grow up. Hey, I got a young son. I need him to get a little older. He's just starting preschool. Let him get in kindergarten. Hey, I got a young daughter. She's like, my daughter is about to enter high school. This is her last year of high school. She's about to graduate. Let her graduate first. They painting pictures like when they walk across that stage, I'm walking across that state. I'm graduating from this old marriage. And I'm graduating to come with you. I'm graduating to a life with you. That's the plan right there. That's the future. You see how good it looks? And it never happens. It's called future faking. It's like pump faking. I'm faking a shot. Like, it doesn't mean, future faking means it's not going to happen. It sounds like it's going to happen. It would be amazing for you if it happened. But future faking is faking the future. Faking the funk. Funk. F-U-N-K. I'm not cussing YouTube or Anchor or Apple Music. This is my southern drawl. Makes it hard to say that. The F-U-N-K. Yeah. They're going to fake it out. So that stuff never happens. And it like I said, they future fake you more than once. Because, like, let's say I'm married and whatever. I'm promising, hey, I'm going to leave. Wait, as soon as my daughter turns 4, I'm leaving my wife for you. And start a family with you, for you. Together, we're gonna have our own kids and this, that. We're gonna have a nice house. We're gonna have my kids over there. They'd be part of your family. Your kids be there. We're gonna be great together. I promise you. Just give me some time. Give me time. It's always, that's what narcissistic people always say right there. Give me time. Because if they say, it is never a specific amount of time. It's just like, give me time. Wait till after she graduates. How long after she graduates? Wait till after he starts school. How long till after they start school? You're not asking specific questions, so you're not getting specific answers. Because when you ask specific questions, they won't give you specific answers. They'll give you some vague, after she graduates, I told you. Why are you rushing it? We're going to be together. Why are you rushing it? And you never end up together. And you end up wasting years and years of your time, years and years of your life, waiting on somebody to leave another relationship, waiting on somebody to quit a job, waiting on somebody to move across the country, waiting on somebody to move to another country, faking you out for a long time, years. I've seen this happen for years. I've seen people in side pieces in relationships for decades, literally decades. Future faking. Then when you finally decide that you want to leave, like, I'm done. But what about the future we painted together? You're going to throw that oil painting away? You're going to throw this Van Gogh away for what? Because you're ready to give up? You're ready to walk away? I guess I'm going to give this future to somebody else. I'm going to give this future to a real ride or die. I'm going to give this future to somebody who's going to stick around through the tough times, not just give up and tuck tail and run when it gets a little hard. When it gets a little hard, you run off. I don't want that in my life. I don't want anybody in my life who's going to run off when it gets hard. I have a future plan. I have a big plans for us and for you. And you're going to run off on me. Blah, 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 beep, 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 beep. You know how it goes. The robot, the narcissistic robot, the Jezebel. They're casting a vision for you. And we as narcissistic people are good at casting visions. We are good at letting you know exactly how things are going to go. You know what I mean? We're going to have the white picket fence, and you're going to have your Volvo, and I'm going to have my Prius. And we're going to live together in harmony, we're going to be saving the environment because we're both going to have electric cars. We're going to have tax. Both have electric cars. We're both going to get that tax credit. We're going to save a lot of money together. And then, look, there's that money we're going to save for not paying taxes. We're going to use it to go on vacation. Imagine you in that bikini in Hawaii. Ooh, I cannot wait to clap them cheeks in a hula skirt, in a luau. I can't wait to do that at a campfire roasting, and I'm roasting them cheeks. I'm sorry, y'all. I know I say some stupid stuff. Like, that's why I don't cut these videos. That's why I don't cut the podcast unless the battery dies. Like, I keep it going because the stuff is going to come out. It's going to come out. That's why I have to keep it authentic with y'all because y'all, y'all my peeps. Y'all helped me build this thing this far and helped me reach so many more people. And I'm thankful for y'all. I truly am. The future is going to be great. Look, the future is going to be great for us. See what I just did there? I'm faking it out. The future is going to be terrible for us, y'all. Terrible future. I'm just joking. But, like, yeah, literally. Future, like, set timelines, set deadlines. How do we stop the future faking? Set deadlines. Be realistic. And if they're married to somebody else, leave them alone. Just leave them alone. You have to wait till they get divorced. Like, what is the point? They still living together. They still in the same household. I'm sleeping in the basement. We don't sleep in the same bed. We separated. This is how you stop the future faking if they are still married. If they are seriously getting separated, it should be okay for you to talk to the soon-to-be ex-husband or ex-wife too, shouldn't it? That should be accessible to you, shouldn't it? You know what I mean? I really feel like that part should be accessible to you. You should be able to say what you want to say and do what you should be able to go talk to that person, right? That's how you stop future faking on that end. Other ways that you can stop future faking is by setting deadlines, set timelines. Y'all get what you? It's your time is just as important or more. Your time is more important to you than it is to them. I trust me and believe me on that one. Set deadlines. Don't give them 10 years. So they ain't gonna string you along. Why? Why would you give somebody 10 years to string you along? You don't deserve that. Set time, set deadlines, and stick to them. If they don't hit the deadline, leave them alone. Find somebody else that doesn't have to give you. You don't have to put the timetable on. Like, look, there's 8 billion people on this planet. 8 billion. You can do you. You can do better. You can. Like, dear God. You mean? Dear Lord, dear God. Like, take your power back. Stand in your strength. Set deadlines and be strong because you have to. You literally have to, because if you don't, you know what's on the other side? Is pain, boredom, suffering, and just a terrible, terrible life where you wasted. You're going to be sitting in my comment section like, I wasted 10 years of my life waiting on him to leave his wife, and he never left. And then everybody was like, look, that's what you get. And you're going to see people in the comment section come at you. That's what you get. He was married. You just left him alone. There's your karma. The karma came in and swooped in and took 10 years from you. Stop. Deadlines. Realistic goals. Stand in your and set some dang on boundaries, y'all. Set boundaries. Stop being scared to enforce boundaries. People who are scared to enforce boundaries, you're going to get future faked to bejesus, to bud Jesus. Not Jesus. Bud Jesus is Jesus's like twin brother, like that, you know, twin brother that grew up in hell. I don't know. I messed it up. I'm gonna finish the bejesus joke sooner or later. I'm gonna finish it. I can't start it. Sorry, that's a terrible joke, y'all. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Don't let them fake the future on you. Set your own goals, set your own timelines, and set boundaries and stick to the boundaries, please, for your own sake, for your kids' sake, for future's sake. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I truly appreciate y'all. Like, subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace. And y'all know my podcast, folks. Y'all get an extra few seconds on here because I love y'all and I appreciate y'all. My battery down on my camera, so that was the end of them anyway. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. I truly appreciate y'all. If y'all haven't already, subscribed to the YouTube channel, because my wife, like, she doesn't do the podcast part of it, but she does go live on my YouTube channel, like, every Sunday. So, she'll be live Sundays, and pretty much every Sunday from now, giving her perspective and talking to people, and, you know, and helping people and saving lives and stuff like that, too. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Hit that 5 stars. I'm super thankful for y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace.